Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan, and if you missed the first hour, you missed a lot. So you should definitely find us on the archives later this afternoon when Robert magically removes the free enterprise breaks and makes it even shorter for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should definitely do that because this is a really, we're having a good time today. Okay. Sorry, back to you, Bill.
Yes. Our sponsor is Pape Machinery, one of several sponsors, but Pape Machinery is located in Shasta Lake at 3119 Twinview Boulevard. They're just south of Phil's Propeller. Go up and see them if you're looking for a new tractor or maybe a used tractor. I think they actually have one or two used tractors in stock right now.
Ooh, hot commodity.
Yeah, they won't last long. And they do full parts service, everything up there. Or give them a call. Their phone number is 226-9226, or catch them on the web at papemachinery.com. And that website has listings for all the used equipment in their entire inventory, which is hundreds and hundreds.
So it could come from one of the other hundred of some odd
they've
stores.
They've got like 140 locations that apply.
So, and the thing you're missing is it's almost Christmas time, so this would be a really good time to find, like, you know, hats, shirts.
Oh, yeah. They got a big inventory of
stocking stuffer stuff.
Yep. Toys, rider toys for kids. Yeah, go up and check out what they've got. I think you'd be surprised.
And if you need a tractor, you should probably buy it now before Gavin Newsom mandates it be run on, you know, unicorn poop or whatever it is their next idea is.
Yeah.
And then it's going to cost extra because we all know the unicorn poop is hard to find.
Thank you for that, Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
would have thought of that.
I love to assist Bill with his commercials. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I know. I bet they love me.
All right, Dr. Chen, you know what I'm up against here. Bail me out, buddy.
It's a nonstop, chuckle fest. Poor Bill. Poor Bill, he's like the straight man. It was so hard to get him to come on and be the co-host. He's like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, come on, do it. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to have so much fun.
I don't think I didn't know that was coming.
Bill, my perfect foil. Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, so the 5 minutes of news went by really fast because we were all chatterboxing out there in the lobby about all the stuff you were telling us, and I realized this wasn't exactly what we were maybe going to talk about, but I just think it's super important that...
Actually, yes.
Yeah, that because you've been there, and so when, you know, when people talk about, you know, socialism and communism and blah, 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 and how great it's going to be, nobody really who lives here, who was born here and lives here... We have no clue.
Yeah, they've never experienced
not a hint.
Not at all.
And they think, oh, well, you know, if we implemented it here, it would be so much better.
Oh,
it would
be different, yeah.
It would be different. It would turn out different, which is historically inaccurate if you do any research at all. But your story is so important, and I don't – I remember the first time we spoke with you quite some time ago, we did talk about that a little bit, but I don't think we ever really delved into this. And I think it's important for people to know that even somebody who came here just to study, you know, the long arm of the government isn't far away.
No. Hey, I was curious, Dr. Chen, have you ever been contacted by any of these so-called Chinese police that they're deploying in all these countries? I understand they have a station in New York. I would not be surprised if they had them in L.A. or San Diego. Has anyone ever contacted you here and tried to convince you to
shut
quiet
up?
Yeah.
Well, interesting. I guess I am too far gone.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Yeah, you've been here too long. Yeah.
They're him.
It's
He's a lost cause.
Is that I think they have given up on me.
Mm.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Well,
I mean, if I was going to be given up on by any group, the CCP would be like at the top of my list. Please forget about me.
Yeah, actually, when I first came to this country, because I was in their standard, very good student, very honest. In fact, you know, when I was, this is interesting. So when I was in college, you know, the CCP, the Communist Party, is a privileged group. Imagine that, right?
That's confusing. What does that mean?
If you become a party member, you will have a lot of privileges that's not available to non-party member. If you then climb up in the rank, your benefit will be more and more. So only those, you know, that the party also try to put out this deceptive image to the populace that the party is made of good people, right? So when I was in college, I indeed was persuaded by my mentors to join the party. And you know how naive I was at that time? At that point, I have no idea that, and no thought of not forsaking the party, you know, in a bad way. I saw the party in such an ideal light that I thought I was not worthy for the party at that point yet. I thought I will need a few more years to temper myself to become a better person, at which point I will satisfy my own requirement for being a worthy party member. And then only at that point I would apply. You have to apply, right? Not like, you know, Republicans or Democrats in this country, you know. You just sign up, you know, you'd be clear. You know, I'm a, you know, Democrat, I'm a Republican, right? You become a party member. In China, you have to apply. So, it was for that reason, I never became a party member. But one, maybe I lucked out. Because once you become a party member, then it's like you become a part of the mafia member.
Oh.
And there are a lot of, yeah.
You can get in, but you can't get out.
Right. So it's like that. But the reason I didn't become a part of that member is not because I dislike, look down at the party. In fact, the opposite. I look at to such an ideal that I thought I was not worthy for it, at least not that point. So even after I came to this country, there are Chinese Student Association in each university, right? They are actually CCP's proxy or even spy organization. I just didn't know at that time, right? But I was such a model student. Every year, you know, people tried to entice me, try to get me to become a leader in this Chinese Student Association. I rejected. So I was a hopeful, a model student, I think, for the CCP at that point. But then after 1989, I guess, I was involved in this activity, like, and also occasions like what I said earlier, when they say, as long as you change your mind. As long as you change your political viewpoint, you can come back and then I challenge, what if I don't? So, I guess my position was so clear to the CCP, I think they think, you know, I become hopeless for them. So they let me alone.
Too much work. There's no hope
in transforming me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the re-education camp, you'd probably just, you know, ball up the classes.
Yeah.
Do they send people to re-education camps there, or do they just harvest their organs? Is that the re-education?
Both, I guess. Who knows what kind of things are going on in the concentration camp?
That's true, actually. How could we possibly know that? You know, back on the live organ harvesting issue, the thing that all of it, you know, the first time we heard about this a few years ago, it just blew my mind. But the part that I'm not sure people really give much thought to is the fact that they're selling those organs. I mean, it's actually kind of a weird capitalism program they're running, because they've got to be making a fortune.
They're getting
the organs for free and then selling them. I'm sure they pay that back to the families, right? Yeah.
No, never.
Yeah.
So. But I think we should have, you know, I was among the first to report organ harvesting to the United Nations, and I happen to be a biologist, so I knew the biology, significant information about the, you know, biology behind organ harvesting. So maybe we should have a special program dedicated to do that, to that. But I think I want to follow up on what we were talking about before the news break. That towards the end of the Trump administration, that is, 2020, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, made a speech in saying that we need to separate the Chinese Communist Party from China and from Chinese people. So the first part, I agree. The second part, I cannot not agree, because Chinese people are not the CCP. But it is also not as easy as we just say, okay, Chinese people are not the same as CCP, because the Chinese people have been indoctrinated.
Oh yeah.
By that. So to truly separate Chinese people from the CCP, then you have to end the CCP. Just like, you know, you grew up, you know, when I come in this country, you know, as I said, I was a young communist. You really cannot separate, you know, you can separate the person from the party, but you cannot separate that person's mind from what the party has already turned that mind into, right? Make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you've been totally programmed. It would be no different than somebody from here moving to a country where they wanted to tell you how to do everything. And, you know, it's like, no. I mean, for heaven's sakes, Americans don't want to, you know, I mean, we don't want to follow our own laws. And some of them suck, I mean, to be fair. But here, these are things that were for the most part, you know, forget the crazy stuff, but the regular stuff passed by people we elected in a system that we know about. I mean, it wasn't some dark of night secret thing that made our speed limit, for instance. And yet we're like, yeah, speed limit, schmeed limit, you know, you can take this corner faster than 35. That's ridiculous. We constantly are pushing the limits. And to go to that system where it's like you push the limits, you die.
It's a little more strict.
Retooling, I think most of us would not do well going that direction. I think we have, okay, I for one, I'm on the blacklist right away. I just go there, okay, pick me, I'm on the blacklist. I'm just going to, you know, don't even follow me around. It's not worth your time.
Just check the box going into
I'm
going to
blow
deal.
It. I just already know. I don't even know what the rules are, and I know I'm not following them. We got to take a really quick break again, damn it. Okay, I found two really fun songs, though, that oddly enough, who would have thought Steve Miller and the Edgar Winter Band had written songs that would be perfect theme songs for the CCP?
I did not know that.
Yeah, who knew, huh? But I spotted them. They were on my list. So anyway, we'll have a little brief commercial break and come right back. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. Ta-da.
Just when I think I'm going to get away, I hear the words that you always say. Deborah, I want to reach out and grab you.
That's, get a free ride to mainland China.
No, they see that's what the CCP, but they play that when they drive around in their little ice cream truck. They play that. You join us, you get a free ride.
We give you a free ride.
That's terrible.
Yeah, can you send those lyrics to me?
Yeah, because I mean, the thing that's so funny is I've listened to these songs for years since they first were written, and when I'm talking. You know, when we're talking to people on the radio, I have another earpiece in my other ear, and I have these little clips, you know, because I've culled them out over time, and I'm kind of listening, and I punched that one. I thought, oh, we haven't played that in a long time. I'm listening, I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Who would have thought?
Yeah.
It just totally made me laugh. But yeah, I will send you the lyrics to that one because that one's perfect.
Yeah.
Made me chuckle. Yeah. So anyway. Who would have thought if CCP becomes a musical, I'm your girl. Unlikely, but, you know, hey. So, again, see, I'm completely unqualified to move to China. I would be making fun of them.
Like, yeah, come here, funny girl. We got a special chair for you.
Yeah. Yeah, they would hate me. You've been here for a long time now. Do you ever just wonder how you functioned in the other system, or is it pretty, or have you become sort of a?
Well, if you didn't know anything different at that time, you
well,
know.
Well, no, but you
but
look
yeah,
now,
looking
like,
back, yeah.
Yeah, like wow, how'd they get us all to think that?
Well, if I was. Not in this country. If I stayed in China,
that'd be totally normal.
I think I could. There could be only two outcomes. I don't think I'm the kind of person who would just, be obscure and, you know, mind my own business, right? So I would either end up, being a victim of organ harvesting,
mm-hmm.
or I would become a CCP officials doing bad things.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no gray area, is there? I mean, you got to go one way or the other.
Unless you're just going to go through life and, you know, follow the rules and keep your head down, but
yeah,
you're not really wired for that.
Yeah, I am not. Right.
Man.
But I came to this program with a specific thing. And it was perfect that to this point, we have laid the foundation to bring this very serious, deadly serious topic. I have been onto this program since end of 2018, right?
Let's see, July. I have it on our list on the page. July 21st of 2019. Because you wrote an article called "Can Chinafornia Ever Be California Again?" And I'm like, I need to talk to that guy.
Yeah. So, even that 3 years, my thought have changed a lot, seeing what's going on in this country. Many things When I first came on this program, you already say, okay, a lot of things that you haven't heard about it, and a lot of things that we discussed were ahead of the curve, right?
Way ahead.
Yeah, and yet we are still. I am still finding new things. It's not that I want to, right? But they still come to me, right? And the newest thought that had come to my attention, or new observation that come to my attention, is that this country is becoming a communist country. In a way, people may not have noticed. Well, I know the 45, objectives of CCP, they're, socialists, those, right? But I am bringing up something that I've never heard anybody talk about, right? And I call that capital communism. So, this country is supposed to be a capitalist country, right? China is a communism country. And communism and capitalism supposed to antagonize each other, right? Communism supposed to be born out from the destruction or the ash of capitalism, according to Marxist theory. And so that was why during the Cold War, the free world, which is very much a capitalism, right? Capitalist countries, was confronting, the Soviet Union, the East Europe, bloc country, right? That's a communist country, right? So they're supposed to antagonize each other. Yet, globalization now has brought on something I call capital communism. And because I just came to this thought not long ago, there's still so much more to be thought about, and I have time only today to speak a couple of things. And that actually changed my perception about what constitutes communism as well. What kind of people are communism or communist? Right? Capitalist, right, can well be even though they may not join the Communist Party, their action can still turn them into communist people. So let me just put this out here first. Let me just start out with how the communism first started. The communism started out with a Marxist theory, and that is based on, you know, out of the hatred, or if we use a milder term, out of the critics against capitalist or capitalism. Because in Marxist theory, the owners or the capitalists rip off, the workers, right? And the capitalists take away everything and leaving nothing for the workers, the poor people,
mm-hmm.
right? So the only way for the poor people to fend for themselves is to, you know, basically plunder or riot and take over, right? Take over everything. Basically, that's what violent revolution was advocated for. All communist country, not all, but the major communist country came up through violent revolution or rebel. Soviet Union certainly was that. China was certainly for that. There are other countries who are not that, like some of the East European communist country. That was, of course, before 1992, though they become communist country because Soviet Union conquered them. But the major communist country came up through the violent rebel. But at its heart is poor people, the have-nots rebel against the haves. So basically, communism is poor people robbing or plundering wealthy people. That was what happened in China after 1949. Well, from 1921, the Chinese Communist Party was formed in 1921. It took 21 years through all kinds of wars and rebels, and they finally took over China. As soon as they took over China, they robbed all the wealthy people. Right? Soviet Union is the same. And the in this country, people are not familiar with that song, but in communist country, there's one song that every people would know to call the International. Right? The lyric says, "Rise up, those have nods." Right? So rise up to basically rob.
Mm-hmm.
It's mafia. It's, you know, Black Lives Matter.
I was going to say it's the Black Lives Matter theme song.
Yeah. It's a mini version of that.
You have it. I'm not really willing to work for it, so that way you have to give it to me.
Right. So that would be the classical, the traditional communism that I know of. What I just realized very recently is the capital communism. The capital communism turns the table around. Now, it is the rich robbing the poor, the rich plunging the poor. And this has come to China. Strangely enough, this has come to the United States. The globalization, first of all, allowed the Wall Street elites to make money in China well, we all know the Chinese Communist Party, the elites in the Chinese Communist Party make money by robbing the poor, by robbing the Chinese people, by robbing people who work in, you know, sweatshops, right? So capitalist would have not done that before, right? The capitalist, the wealthy people, you know, in the traditional communism were the victims of communism. Now, this Wall Street wealthy people went to China to join the communist robbery of the poor people. Okay, so that already...
Isn't that a diabolical matchup?
Right, so that was only half of the equation. Right, the capitalist... The capitalism bosses, multinational, going to a capital... Sorry, to a communist country, make money off poor people, right? Robbing the poor. Okay, that was only half of the equation. The other half of the equation...
Hold that thought so I don't have to cut you off in the middle.
Sure.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and finish off the hour with Dr. Chen. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Looking at you, I can read your mind. I am the maker of rules, dealing with fools. I can cheat you blind, and I don't need to see it.
Yeah, because I think it's painfully clear that without the intervention of God, we're going to continue to wander
right on.
Wander down the...
Yeah, we're wandering.
Right on.
Down the
right
chute,
on.
You know? So
you are right on.
I cut you off at the pass there. We got the first part, but then didn't want to derail your thought there.
Yeah, and you're right on the third part. Okay, you already got to the third part. Okay, I'll talk the second part.
I was cheating.
again,
another disqualifier for me. put that on my list.
So, the second part is that the communist can also come to this country, plunder the poor in this country. The globalization have joined the wealthiest of, you know, people from the free world and from China, which is the CCP, the top officials of the CCP, their family are the wealthiest, right? Now they have become one group. And they also, those communist bosses, right? Communist capitalist has through Wall Street have come to this country, plunder the poor people in this country. How that works, right? Many ways. Why this country, in past 20, 30 years, the disparity of the rich and the poor is getting worse and worse. Why? That's because communism has come to this country and plundered the young, the poor. Okay, let me give you one simple way. Because China's product is so cheap. When that product flood this country, business in this country will not be able to compete. The capital communist, let me call them separately, okay? The Wall Street, the original capitalist, when they go to China, they become capital communist, right? And the original communists in China, when they huge amount of wealth, they become communist capitalists, right? They then set up their company in the United States. So globalization has basically fused capitalism and communism in one. Right? I'll come back to this point. So when the capitalist communism took their money to set up factories in China, and all the job then went to China, poor people in this country lose their job. And what happened to their family? They become poor, right? They start to depend on the government, right? A hallmark of communism. Right? So, how can they then make a living? Well, they have to lower their standard. Yeah. If they were working for a certain amount of dollars, a certain amount of working condition, they will have to give those up to match what's happening in China. Right. That is how China, the Chinese communism, how in its long arm of economy make people in this country poor, help the communist capitalist is helping.
It's the CCP. They want to invite you to coffee.
The communist capitalist is helping or working with capitalist communists to plunder the poor in this country. So now communism has turned around. The wealthy in the world, I will separate them, okay? But let me say this first. Now, the communism has expanded its form. The classical, the original communism form is the poor plunders the wealth, the wealthiest, right? The poor plunder the rich. Now, in this new age communism, the globalization age of communism, it is the rich plundering the poor. So that has already changed the definition of communism.
Hmm.
And my message for Americans in this country, people in free world, as well as my message to Chinese people, is this, right? So I mentioned earlier that Mike Pompeo talked about separating CCP from China, from Chinese value, from Chinese culture, right, and Chinese people. Now I think the world's people, including Chinese people, and particularly United States, people, American people, right? We should do the same to those capitalist communists. They do not represent, even though they came from free world, even though they came from the United States, leader of the free world, when they work with the CCP to help the CCP, they no longer represent American values. They no longer represent the free world, even though they come from the free world. I don't know whether I made it clear yet, but this is, if I did not get my message across, I need to sharpen my presentation next time
mm-hmm.
until I get this message across. That in this free country, seduced by the CCP and alienating, a group has alienated this country to become capital communist. They were born from the free world. They born from the free world culture. Yet, their way of working with the CCP has alienated them. They no longer represent the free world's values. They have joined together with communism in China, the CCP in China, to become part of a communism. And why this is important? I think realizing this should call for the joining of those conservatives as well as liberal, the rank and file Democrats and Republicans, to realize they have a common enemy. It is not the rank-and-file Democrat or Republican. It's not them who should be fighting each other. Right? It's them. It's they should join together to fight the capitalist communist, which consists of some Democrats elites, but as well as some Republican elites.
Yeah,
it's a
mindset more than a party.
What?
Yeah, it's a mindset more than a party, you know.
Right. It's their value.
Mm-hmm.
Their deviated value. Their value is deviated from the free world.
Right.
Henry Kissinger is much of a communist than a ordinary Chinese Communist Party member. He would be more of a communist than a regular Communist Party member. Right. So it is that kind of a communism that is harming this country, that is causing the imbalance, the disparity of the rich and poor in this country. And this is the second point, okay? I have just a couple minutes to talk about the third point, but you already brought it up, okay? And ultimately, the ultimate goal of communism, the communism originalized thought, okay, the communism and capitalism antagonize each other. Now I realize communism is not about political system at all. It is about our conscience. It is about humanity's, you know, original source. That is the divine value that you talk about. In last program, I also talked about this, but now I can speak it more clearly. The communism is not about political system. It is about destroying people's connection with the divine, their original source. And as I said earlier, at the first hour, you know, just an example, right? Falun Gong practitioners practice truth, compassion, and tolerance. And we were told that is the characteristic of the universe, right? And who can persecute, who can, you know, persecute that kind of people, follow that kind of principle, right? Only communism can. And that is to get people away following what they should follow by their spirit.
Yeah.
Right? And sure. So when communism is taking over the world, the whole world's moral value, spiritual value, is at risk. And that is its ultimate goal. Yeah, those are the three points that I don't know if I had get it across.
Maybe no, it made perfect sense. And you know, I think you, today you've just really elevated things to a different place for people, something to think about. And as they head to the polls to vote, you know, think about who's going to further which end of this. Couldn't be more perfect for right before the election. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. We will talk to you again. Dr. Shizong Chen, our fabulous friend, we appreciate you so much. You're listening to We the People. You can find this online. Share with your friends, WeThePeopleRadio.us. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back, though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.